We are delighted to be joined now by Nassau County Executive and GOP candidate for Governor Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be on, Joe. I love being on your show. Always very fascinating.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I always love talking with you and look forward to talking with you in the months and years ahead. But Bruce, let's start with the Hochul campaign was very critical of an AI ad that you used, which, again, we've seen other candidates use this. She was very critical of your AI ad. What's your response to her campaign's criticism?
My response is as follows. AI is a useful tool in political campaigns, all kinds of marketing. It is now something that is standard operating procedure if you want to get messages across. It's part of satire and humor that's been used in political campaigns since the days of George Washington. And it's something that is just another tool in the toolbox. And all I can say is I think Shakespeare said, "The lady doth protest too much."
Bruce, do you find humor lost on today's Democrats?
They are humorless. They are, you know, look, right now they're Marxists. So, you know, Marxists aren't known for their humor. Basically, what you have is you have a group of people that are angry. They're angry at America because these are people that are losers. They never contributed anything to society. So now they want to play by the socialist model of just making everybody miserable. And if everybody's miserable, their hope is that you won't figure out that you're miserable. They want to make everybody into this controlled individual that the state controls, government controls. And it's really dangerous. The fact of the matter is we're last in economic development out of 50 states. That's a national embarrassment. Our electric bills are 70% higher than the national average. We have a mayor in New York City who is anti-property rights. He is against people who are high net worth individuals that create things and create jobs for people. And Kathy Hochul is now subservient to Zohran Mamdani, who's running the Democratic Party. They're a lifeless party, they're a humorless party, and they're a party that is just wallowing in their own misery, and they expect us all to be miserable too. I want to make people happy in New York State. You can do that by cutting taxes, cutting their electric bills in half, and having safer communities. That's what people want, creating economic development and prosperity so people have good jobs and good benefits.
You know, Bruce, you talk about safe communities, and we had a business owner on yesterday who said, if it's not the policies out of Albany driving businesses out of Buffalo, it's the violence. And 4th of July weekend, we had 11 people shot in 2 hours. No fatalities, but 11 people sent to ECMC. We are now 10 days later, no arrests in that. And you had another shooting downtown Buffalo this weekend. And they wonder why people don't want to go downtown. And, you know, Bruce, I look at, well, you have no arrest out of the 11 shot in 2 hours in the city of Buffalo. And the Buffalo police are more focused on the promoter. Then you have legislation out of Albany that, you know, raise the age and bail reform. It's like the message is being sent. Hey, we are more for the criminal and the criminal's rights than the law abiding citizen.
Kathy Hochul is the most pro criminal governor in the United States. Cashless bail, raise the age, the HALT Act, firing 2,000 corrections officers. She still has the National Guard in our prisons. It's costing us $1 billion a year. They're untrained. They don't want to be there. The prisoners are running the prisons. That's why our corrections officers had to take drastic measures to bring it to Kathy Hochul's attention. And she still ignored them. She was punitive and fired them. This is a situation where it's a complete revolving door of criminality. And my county is the safest county in America, according to U.S. News and World Report. I have hired over 900 new police officers, corrections officers, and probation officers. We in Nassau County take public safety very seriously. It's job number one of our public officials. And my plan for Buffalo and all of the upstate urban areas, whether it's Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Binghamton, Utica, Rome, you name it, is first I'm going to come in and make those downtown areas safe. And then after I do that, we're going to enforce all of the laws, even the broken window laws that create a climate where the culture is criminality, and I want to clean that up so people will move back to downtown. I will create economic zones in those urban areas to create jobs and prosperity and new housing, and people will move back to Buffalo. They will enjoy being in an urban environment if that's what they choose. It'll be safe. It'll be vibrant. It'll be exciting. That's my vision for upstate New York cities, especially Buffalo.
Bruce, what do you say to the Buffalo Police Commissioner who 3 days after the shooting came out with a press conference and said she didn't want to create a police state and knows that if she had more officers respond to the situation, it'd be more likely for an officer-involved shooting? I mean, this is supposed to be the person, the pro-police commissioner, and she didn't want to send too many police to a party that got out of control because of the optics?
You know, that is a tagline of over-policing, what they call in certain neighborhoods. And I was approached with that issue early on in becoming county executive. I was at a community meeting, and somebody got up and they said, well, we don't want over-policing in our community. And I said, listen, if there's crime in your community, I am going to send every resource I can to make your community safe. And I don't care what you have to say. The fact of the matter is I want to keep your children and your grandchildren safe. I don't want them to be engaged in gang activity. I don't want them to be shot by a stray bullet. My job is to keep every community safe. And that line about over-policing, that's a bunch of nonsense. You send the resources where they're needed. And if 12 people, 11 people, 10 people are getting shot in communities, I'm going to bring in every asset that I have. I'm going to bring in canine. I'm going to bring in mounted. I'm going to bring in SWAT teams. I'm going to bring in helicopters, whatever it takes to clean the crime out of communities, because every mother should know when their kids go out that their kids are going to be safe. And that's my job, is to make sure that every community is safe, regardless of race, religion, ethnic group, wherever they are on the social and economic ladder, whatever their lifestyles are, whatever their abilities are. I want to make every community safe in New York so that people can live not feeling that they're in danger, but that they're in a community where they can walk around, be free, and enjoy life.
You know, Bruce, and I know you and I have talked about this, but I can't even find the word, but when you talk to someone on the political left or you talk to Governor Hochul and you bring up, hey, could we revisit bail reform, raise the age, they have no appetite for it. But when you talk to people, Bruce, even Democrats, about raise the age bail reform, I mean, we've had several callers in the city of Buffalo who say, you know, they don't feel safe next to their windows in their own home. I mean, it's concerning that the people in Albany on the left don't want to revisit these things that have definitely caused, I would say, an uptick in violence in cities throughout New York State.
Well, you're absolutely right. The fact is that you have to put resources where they're needed to combat crime. You need laws that will keep people in jail who violate the law, not give them a free pass. I mean, think about it. You can go into a store in downtown Buffalo and you can shoplift there and the police can arrest you and you'll be out in the street in an hour and you can do it again and again and again. Well, these shop owners are suffering, and that's why there's no business in our downtown urban areas, because people feel unsafe and they don't want to go on into shops because they know that there's tremendous criminality there because there's no consequences. And again, I want to make downtown Buffalo, as I do every urban area and every community, whether it's suburban, urban, or rural, I want to make it safe. But especially in our urban areas, the bones of Buffalo, the beautiful buildings, the architecture that you have in that city, we can make that into a great city with great jobs. People will feel free. They will feel safe. And we can turn that into places where our young people are going to want to live, and we can repopulate those communities. That's my goal when I become governor. People talk about our upstate urban areas as being blighted and that they've been ignored for years. They have been ignored for years because they've never had a governor in recent memory that's come in and said, hey, look, the status quo is no longer acceptable. We want to make these communities safe. We want to make them vibrant. We want to create jobs. We want to create economic activity. We want to have entertainment. We want to have all kinds of cultural events in our downtown areas and make them into areas where Buffalo was when it was one of the leading cities in the world. We can do that again, but it takes leadership.
Bruce, today Governor Hochul signed a one-year ban on data centers throughout New York State. How do you believe data centers should be handled by Albany?
Well, you know what? She's just taken and waved the white flag. It's a lack of courage, a lack of conviction. Data centers are the future of our economic activity going forward. To believe that AI is not going to be an important part of our economy is just sticking your head in the sand. So let's do it the right way. Let's do it the smart way. Let's let local government partner up with businesses that want to put these centers in. Let's create economic benefits for local communities to put data centers in so they can determine whether they want them or not, but you make that available. And we have to increase our energy supply, or we're going to fall behind in every area of economic development. Kathy Hochul's plan to make us all electric is pie in the sky. It's a green energy scam. It's never going to happen. We're running out of energy as it is. We've got one of the largest natural gas reserves in the world here in New York, yet Kathy Hochul is so disingenuous. She's using the natural gas from that area, but she's buying it from the other side of the border in Pennsylvania. Completely hypocritical and counterproductive to building a vibrant economic model here in New York State. So I would say that we need to work and make sure that we have local government approval, because I don't want to force anything on any local governments, but create incentives so that certain areas of our local government will want them to locate, create jobs, create economic activity, and lower taxes and lower our energy bills.
Bruce, final question. We have 1 minute, and I got several messages yesterday asking, where can people get yard signs?
Okay. Go to BlakemanForNewYork.com, BlakemanForNewYork.com. You know, the gratifying thing about the yard signs is I have purchased tens of thousands of them, and they're going like hotcakes. So that's a great sign, no pun intended. What we'll do is we are buying more. I just ordered 10,000 more. We'll keep ordering them because people want them. It's a sign that people are making an emotional investment in my campaign, because if you take the time to get a sign and put it on your front lawn, then you are emotionally involved and invested in my campaign. And that's what we want. Turnout is going to be very important. We've got to get people excited. We've got to end Hochul Mondami rule in New York State and bring some sanity back to our state.
Absolutely. Bruce, you always got a place here. Anytime you want to come on in Buffalo, you just let me know and we'll have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's always a pleasure, as I said. Thank you so much. God bless you and God bless America.
Great talking with you. Bruce Blakeman, GOP candidate for governor and Nassau County executive.